Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Climate change either fueling our wildfires or not. Two versions of reality out of that presidential visit to Sacramento. Joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer. Phil, the governor is taking some heat from some environmentalists and others who think he should have stood up to the president and they don't feel he did enough.
Well, you're going to find that no matter what. Either people are going to say he went too far or he didn't go far enough. Although the head of the state's natural resources department, Wade Profoot, a former guy from San Francisco who Gavin Newsom took up to Sacramento with him, made the point as well. Gavin was sort of walking a tightrope between making points with the president and with the public on climate change, but also making points with the president to keep fire aid coming. So it wasn't an easy sit for him, especially when the press cameras came in and started rolling.
So right now we're in the middle of this thing, and we can have a whole long debate about the role of climate change in the fires. We can have another whole long debate about the role of forest management in the fires, and several other issues we could have a long debate about. But right now the fires are burning.
That's right. And Gavin Newsom, when he was touring the damage in Oroville, Politico did a good job of following him around. And he acknowledged that, as he's quoted in Politico as saying, "I'm not going to suggest for a second that the forest management practices in the state of California of over a century have been ideal. But that's one point. That's not the point." So the point being that there's a lot of factors at play here. And we can choose the macro, which is climate change, and we can have a debate about that, although I don't think there's much of a debate that the climate is changing. It is changing. The reasons for it and how we can change that, that's what's up for debate. Is it emissions from cars? Is it the move to get from fossil fuel to solar energy? All of those things are factors, and there are factors that are at play on the state level as well, Stan. In the last couple of years, we've only started trying to do something about our forests. We've been living in them more. We've been moving into them more. We've been putting high voltage wires through them. In the last couple of years, those wires from PG&E and other utilities sparked flames that turned into devastating fires. This time it was from the sky. It was lightning, okay? So after we cleaning up PG&E, now we get hit with lightning. Then comes the debate about whose forest it is. Is it state forest? Is it federal forest? Is it national parks? This time it was all of them. So you're right. We can have a debate about the big, but the legislature has been avoiding, you know, putting more and more money into forest management and cleaning up. We are committed with the feds to trying to do 1 million acres a year. That's a great start, but it's a start because we got 33 million acres to go through. So we've got to get on the ground as well as the air on fighting fires. And that's something that's also questions like, you know, okay, where does the environmental money go? Does it go into high-speed rail or does it go into forestry? Those are where the debates in Sacramento. So it's global and it's local when it comes to fires in California.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.